You're listening to the Escapology Podcast.
Escapology Podcast.
At www.escapology.com.
Escapology.com.
With your host, John Oranya, where he'll talk about how you can start your own business and make more money so you can escape your corporate job. Here now is your business coach, John Oranya.
Hi there, this is John Oranya, your business coach, and today I would like to talk about one of the biggest problem issues concerned by a lot of aspiring entrepreneurs, and that is capital. I would like to start my own business, but I don't have cash. I would like to start my own business, but I don't have capital. And this, and that, and this, and that. So, what I would like to share with you guys today is you have to realize that if you feel or think that your problem is capital or lack of capital or cash, here's the real thing here. There's a bigger problem than having cash and capital in your business. And that is your attitude. What do I mean by that? Your thinking or your mindset should be like of an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur is resourceful and not relying just on resources. And I understand that if you are currently employed, you have a full-time job and you would like to transition to become an entrepreneur, there you are coming in a world where resources are available. For example, if you say you are a secretary and your job is to make copies of a document, right? Every morning you arrive to your office, you make copies in a document of a certain document, let's say legal document. So every morning when you arrive to your office, there's a document to make duplicates on, the clean sheet of paper, you got folder, you got filing cabinet, you got copier, right? Or Xerox machine. And that's what you do every morning. Now, imagine as an entrepreneur, for example, you may have to do the same job, but you don't have the resources. So what are you going to do then? Right? So this becomes where you become, rather, start to become resourceful. So you see, if you're coming from an employment, going to being an entrepreneur, you have to become more resourceful, because in the entrepreneur world, you may have to do something for your business, but you don't have that resources. So you have to find a way. Kumbaga di diskarte ka. You have to find a way. Okay, how can I do this even with a limited income, or rather with limited cash? When I was starting my main consulting business in Calgary, Alberta, here in Canada, I don't have cash, I don't have network, I don't have capital, but I said, you know what, I would like to have a public seminar for all entrepreneurs or aspiring entrepreneurs, right? So there's only a very minimal charge. So my problem then is I don't have cash and I don't have capital. I need to rent a hotel. I need to rent some equipment so I can do some, video presentation or PowerPoint presentation. But as I've said, I don't have cash. Now I need to have at least, I believe at least it was like $500 to have this event. This is just a small, this is not a big event thing. Just a small, more of a personal coaching to different entrepreneurs. Remember, I'm just starting, right? So I'm just starting. So I don't have a client yet. I don't have any business that's generating back then. So I need $500 to come up to start this event. And I don't have that. I don't have that cash, rather. And I don't want to borrow from a bank for that event. So what I did is this. Okay, I just look around me and see if there are companies or if there's somebody who has these resources who can lend me these kind of resources to me where we can have sort of a partnership and win-win situation, right? So I found a company where he has these resources, he has connection to this venue where he can have he can lend me his venue and his equipment. Now, obviously, when you approach someone, you don't just like ask for it, right? There has to be sort of a benefit that they will get from that deal. So what I did with this person or with this businessman, because he's also targeting small businesses like mine, so we have in the same demographic or rather target market, right? So I know he's also looking for ways to promote his business. He's into this barter exchange business, where as a small business owner you need to register in his business and this and that, right? So what I did is approach him and I told him, hey, I have an upcoming seminar. I would like to have a seminar where I'll be targeting X number of small business owners. This can be your potential a customer for your business, but I need a place or a venue. So I already have talked to people who can join or be in the event, but I don't have the place and the equipment. So what I'm offering you is, if we can do a partnership, you can just give me the place and equipment to do the event, and then I will give you opportunity to be sort of a co-promoter of the event, right? So he can teach his business, he can sell his business in the event. So he agreed, and you know, we went through the event, so we are both happy. So it's a win-win situation, right? So that's kind of being resourceful I'm talking about here. When you're starting your own business, you gotta be resourceful. When I started my business, I started with only 500 pesos and turned it into multi-million peso business, right? So I started with $10. Now it's a six-figure business in dollars. So you got to be resourceful when you're starting your own business. Or you can stay in the job that you hate. It's your option, right? You can be resourceful so you can start your dream business and escape your corporate job. Or you can stay in the job that you hate and make a miserable income. It's your choice. It's your call. But being an entrepreneur, you got to be resourceful, right? So on opportunities, another story I would like to share to you is this. Recently, I posted a blog about this mompreneur where he would like to, or when she was a student, she would like to start her own business, right? So she would like to do an online selling. He would like to sell some stuff online. Now, he doesn't have capital to have an inventory of this. I believe it was shoes. I can't remember what it is she's selling. She was selling. Right, so she doesn't have an inventory. She doesn't have capital to have this inventory and supplies. Right, so what she did is she approached an existing business owner with a bunch of supplies, and then she talked to that person, to the owner, and she said, "If I can." Can I take a picture or photos of your inventory? I'm going to sell it online. And if I found a buyer, I'm going to get it from you, right? So it's a smart thing. It's a smart thing to do. So she did that. She made a lot of money with that. And she learned a lot of things about the business. She proved, that's the biggest thing, I believe, that she was able to prove that you can actually make money doing such business without her investing any cash or capital in that business. You see how becoming resourceful is, right? So you have to, as I've said, you have to become resourceful. The next thing is you have to keep questioning. You have a business idea and you feel or you think you need cash or capital. I want you to question that. I want to question yourself, do I really need that much capital to start this business I have in mind? Do I really need that much cash? I want you to keep questioning that even throughout the day, right? You keep questioning that, asking the same question, do I really need that this much resources to start this business? And I believe you will come up with a better answer. It's either you will realize that you really don't need cash, or you really don't need that much cash or capital to start your dream business. Okay? So, and I would like to sort of end this in the capital or cash problem for a startup entrepreneur is the worst thing you want to do, or worst thing that you're going to do, and the right thing you're going to do. The worst thing, if you don't have a capital, if you really rethink, you really think through your business and you really feel that you really need some cash, then here are some of my recommendations, okay? First, the worst thing that you're going to do is borrow money from the bank. I repeat, despite of all the business advice that you get from different people, from the different resources, I do not recommend that you borrow money from the bank. For one main reason, or rather two main reasons. One is you're a new entrepreneur, if you are new to entrepreneurship, reality is when you're just starting, you don't know what you're doing. You only have an idea. Which goes to my second point, that your idea, your business idea, is not a proven business idea yet. It's not yet proven. So when you're starting, you don't want to borrow in a bank where you haven't really proved your business will work. Because in most cases, you have to tweak and change your business to succeed, right? And you don't want to start sort of in the wrong foot by borrowing money in a bank. So you don't want to do that. And also the second point here is you don't want to borrow money from your loved ones, okay? You have to realize that when you borrow money from your friends and loved ones and you're just starting, the same thing with the bank. You don't know what you're doing yet, and you don't want to ruin your relationships with other people, with your friends and relatives and family members. If something happened in your business, or let's say you can't pay it off, then you don't want to ruin that relationship. Okay? Now you say, but John, I really, really need cash. I really need capital. I've think through it. Can't find any other resources, this and that, then here's my advice to you. Look for investors. When I say investors, these are people who are really looking for a business to invest their money. Okay? They are aware of how business works. They are aware that they can lose their money. They are aware of the risk of investing in this money. So this kind of investor that you would like to look for. And I believe that there are people out there, there are businesses who lack resources, and there are people or group of businesses who has resources. They're just looking for the right place or the right business or the right person to invest their money. So I guess that's the hope this podcast has given you more of an enlightenment, has given you more answers to your questions. But above all, the key point and message for this podcast is be resourceful. Again, thank you for listening to Your Freedom. This is John Aranya. Have a great day.